Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There is one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this: God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. That's awesome. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Holy Spirit Come, from my live worship recording called I Will Trust You. This particular song came to me on August 7th of 1987. By this time in my life, I was leading worship for a church called Western Hills Church in Oklahoma City. My actual job title was lead worshiper, and my job description was to sit before the Lord and to seek Him for new songs for the body of Christ. How cool and amazing is that? That was just an awesome time in my life. Pastor Jerry Wells and I would meet each Monday, and he would share with me any passage of Scripture he would be meditating on that week for the next week's teaching. It was my practice to meditate with him on the same passage. And without fail, the Lord always seemed to pour out a song that reinforced whatever Jerry happened to be teaching at the time. Now, the week of August 7th, 1987, Jerry came to me and told me the Lord had showed him that he wanted to teach us more about the Holy Spirit and our need for Him. He encouraged me to listen for a song that would specifically help us corporately to welcome the Holy Spirit. I immediately went to my piano closet, a little area in the church, and began meditating on Acts 2 and other passages pertaining to the Spirit of God. As I began my meditation, it was my practice, and still is to this day, actually, just to begin singing my thoughts, singing my prayers to the Lord. As I did so, I imagined what that first day of that first Pentecost in the upper room must have sounded like, must have felt like, must have looked like, must have smelled like, and soon I found myself pouring out the chorus of the song as the Lord revealed this song to my heart. In all honesty, I do not understand how I ever lived without the belief in the power of the Holy Spirit before I was born again. His Spirit is life to me, bread of life and living water to me, filling me as often and as necessary with strength for that next difficult step. He is with me through storm and through fiery trial, through pain and through suffering, always pouring out grace to my heart and to my mind. He is as real as Father God. He is as real as Jesus Christ. And He is as near as I will allow Him to be. All I know is He is both mystery and wonder, and that I need Him desperately. I believe the more we know of the Holy Spirit and the more we communicate with Him, the more we will realize that we need Him very desperately. I also believe that the Holy Spirit is always with us, which means that I welcome Him to come to me whether or not I need Him in a given moment or not. He is God and I am not. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 says this: "When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit giving them utterance." As the Spirit was giving them utterance, I should say. I don't fully understand the full power of the Holy Spirit. I do not fully understand all His manifestations, but I do know as I empty myself out, He is the only one who can truly fill me again and again and as often as necessary. Let us cry out to Him and allow Him to fill any empty places in our hearts and minds as we listen to this song right now.
Holy Spirit, come. We have need of Thee. Come and fill us.
Father, we just confess our need for you. We are empty and we are lost without you. We need your power and the power of your Holy Spirit. Fill us again and again as often as we need you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Zechariah verse 6 in the fourth chapter says this, "Then he said to me, 'This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.'" It's simply futility for us to think we can live abundant, overcoming lives apart from the power of the Holy Spirit, y'all. Let us not be afraid to seek him and to be filled with his refreshing presence. After all, he is always with us, right? We might as well enjoy and take advantage of that reality. It's called relationship. Welcome the Holy Spirit of God into your life today and be refreshed as often as you need to be. Well, today's episode is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the beautiful artisan, my wife, Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, since my health has been brought to the forefront of my life, I've had to get creative in the way I get my message out there. Through a wonderful new technology, I can do just that, but I need your help for this. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Would you mind checking it out and consider becoming a patron? Just go to www.patreon, that's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. And to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link that we provide in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. And if you don't mind, pick up a few as gifts for those you think might be blessed by such a thing. Now, thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song Holy Spirit Come from the live recording I Will Trust You, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And if you remember nothing else today, remember this: God loves you and so do I. Now go and be who he says you are. And while you're at it, let his Holy Spirit fill you as often as you need him today.